Hello, friends and neighbors. I hope this Thursday finds you all well. Sorry, I realize I've been booing a lot of late, so if I'm getting annoying, you're welcome to tell me to take a long walk off a short pier. But the reason I'm booing today is that I wanted to share something with you that has me totally pumped. There's a project that's going to be happening here at my building, and I am so excited about this. But before I go into that, I have to share a couple of stories with you, one of which is kind of cool, and the other one, not so much, literally. But they're both kind of fun. So, as you'll know if you heard the boo that I posted yesterday, I've been spending some time trying to learn the chords to a song by Adele called Hello, and feeling incredibly frustrated by my ineptitude at hearing all the notes. Well, one of our lovely audio boomerangs, Jasmine R07, sent me a very kind comment last night and suggested that I try and find a tutorial on YouTube. Now, why I didn't think of this, I don't know. I guess I needed her to jumpstart my brain. So thanks to Jasmine's very helpful suggestion, I actually found a great tutorial on how to play that song. I didn't get too in-depth with it this morning, though, because I think I'd rather wait until I have access to either a piano or the keyboard at my parents' house. Trouble with the keyboard at my parents' house is it's not as big as a piano, and I don't have all the notes that I need. But I can make do somehow and improvise. Anyhow, I knew the song started in the key of F minor. That was very easy to figure out. And the first chord, which I knew already, is a third octave F minor. And then listening to this tutorial, I realized that it goes down to a second octave A flat, and then to an E flat, and then to a C sharp chord. And that was what I was having trouble figuring out. For some reason, I couldn't pick out all the notes in the C sharp chord, I guess because of this hearing loss that I've incurred lately. So, thanks to the help of this tutorial, I'm finally figuring out what I have to do to play these chords. It's actually not very complicated, at least not until you get into the chorus and then you get double octaves, which I'm not very good at anymore because my hands are kind of swollen and slightly arthritic. But anyhow, I can but try. So my mother will be very happy that I'm finally able to learn this song. She really likes it, and so do I. I got a really nice text this morning from Eric Bourgeois, who also posts boos from time to time, and he said his family and friends often ask him to learn or play pop songs, which he feels downplays his passion for classical music. Sorry, Eric, hope you don't mind me mentioning this. And I totally understand how that is, but in this case, I actually like this song very much and would not object to learning it at all. So that makes me a very happy camper. The other little story I wanted to share with you, as I say, is not so cool. So I went to my Bible study meeting this morning at church, which is always fun because the group is incredibly lively and dynamic. And they're just some really sweet and fun people in there. But we had a new lady today, and she's very nice. Now, perhaps you're going to think I'm a terrible person for saying this, but I'm not meaning to cast aspersions, honestly. I get the feeling this woman is not on the same intellectual level as the rest of us, and of course that's no reason for her not to be there. She's perfectly welcome, but it makes things a little difficult because she doesn't always comprehend the discussion that we're having, and so we have to slow down and go back and, I don't know. I know this sounds awful, but I love this group dynamic so much that I'm reluctant to see it change. But anyhow, this woman is the soul of kindness, and I don't mean to be offensive when I talk about her. She actually invited me for lunch today after the meeting, which I thought was incredibly nice of her. And now this may seem rather presumptuous of me to say, but I think she's rather lonely because she lives by herself, and from what I know, she doesn't know a whole lot of people in this area, and she doesn't seem to have a whole lot of friends. So I took her up on the offer to go to lunch with her. And she just wanted to go to a coffee shop in the area that I visit quite frequently anyway, so that was fine. But, now she's an older woman, and she doesn't really have that much experience with people who have physical disabilities. So, we were sitting in this coffee shop. We were actually in the nice, cozy, comfy back room where all the overstuffed chairs are. And she was asking me how I take care of myself, which is a bit embarrassing. Well, I said, oh, I take care of myself just fine. And then I went to pick up the coffee that I had ordered. It was a nice caramel latte. And, okay, first of all, the coffee was very full. And secondly, I was picking it up from a rather high table to my left. And I just happened to pick it up at just the wrong angle. And guess what, folks? Right after I said, oh, I take care of myself just fine, I clean my own apartment and everything, I spilled coffee all over myself. Hot coffee. Yay, fun. This is why I say that story is not cool. Oh, dear. So it's funny, though, because in the Bible study group, we're going through the book of James, and we got to the part in chapter 4 that advises us to be humble and not to boast of our deeds. So, maybe this incident was teaching me, God's way of teaching me that I need to be more humble. Oh dear. So luckily I had an alcohol wipe with me and I managed to get off some of the coffee. Mostly it spilt on my trousers, which are black anyway, and which I had to wash in any case. But I did get some on my nice winter coat. So I wiped that off to the best of my ability, and then as soon as I got home, I took soap and water to it, so hopefully, fingers crossed, it will not be stained. Anyhow, that's actually not what I intended to boo about, although I did think it was kind of funny, so I thought I'd share. What I really want to tell you folks about, and I'm so pumped about this, I can't wait. Some tenants who live in this building have gotten the idea to start a community garden. And I think they'll go through with it because the gentleman who is spearheading this project is, he's a go-getter. When he wants to do something, he gets it done. And he's a lovely soul too, just so thoughtful and kind. So he's thinking of turning a back corner of our parking lot, which isn't used much, into a garden where people can plant their own vegetables and flowers and such. Now there isn't a whole lot of space, at least not for vegetables. So he's asking people for plant suggestions that don't take up a whole lot of room. So people are thinking tomato plants or cherry tomato plants. Someone suggested kale, which is kind of a nice plant to grow because you can snip some off and then it just keeps growing. And another person suggested green or yellow beans, which I think is a fantastic idea. This was all discussed yesterday at our afternoon tea social. So I can't wait for this to actually happen, and I would be glad to help if they'll let me. Another thing this guy wants to do, with some help, of course, because he's an older gentleman, there's a shed back there that isn't used for anything right now, so he wants to turn that into a greenhouse and a workshop, and then put a porch on it where people can sit and admire the garden. So, oh, I cannot wait for this to actually get going. The thing is, though, if we want to plant, we've got to start soon, so I'm not sure how long this is going to take to actually get off the ground. I have a feeling it might not really get going until next year, around this time, but we'll see. Because this is a nice building, and the people who maintain the front garden always do such a good job, and it would be great if we had something in the back. Because honestly, that does not look very good right now. So yeah, I will be so happy if they can do that. And then if we can plant vegetables, then we can obviously pick them and eat them. So we'll be able to sustain our own little market. They don't want to do potatoes and carrots, understandably, because they take up a lot of room in the ground, and also they're generally quite cheap at stores. I was hoping maybe they'd do potatoes, because I like them so much, but I get why they don't want to. So I'm on the tenant council, and I will have a say if this goes forward, And of course I'll say yes.